Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to The Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday, January 8th, 2014, the third anniversary of the Tucson shooting massacre. Today is certainly a day of remembrance as we reflect on the six lives taken and the 13 wounded, including former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who is marking the day with a skydive. Good for Gabby. Congratulations on her continuing recovery. We are live streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com. And, of course, we have our podcast programs at buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com, and links to the show on the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun website, Inside Tucson Business, another one of our media partners, as is blog for arizona.com. We'll start things off with the Buckmaster Show health contributor, Dr. Victoria Mazes. Then 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with our blogger beat contributor, David Safir. If you have a comment or question, we invite you to call us on the live line, 790-2040. Dr. Mazes would be happy to entertain any of your health questions or concerns. We also invite you to visit us on Facebook, become a friend of the Buckmaster Show, as we push toward 3,100 friends now of the Bill Buckmaster Show. Dr. Victoria Mazes is an internationally recognized leader in integrative medicine. She is the executive director of the University of Arizona-based Center for Integrative Medicine. She is a professor of medicine, family and community medicine, and public health at the U of A, in addition to facilitating the growth of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. She helped develop its curriculum and pioneered multiple educational innovations, including integrative family medicine and integrative medicine in residency. Both have become national models for educating primary care physicians. She's the co-author of Integrative Women's Health. Her latest book is titled Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Dr. Mazes, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and to you as well.
Did you have a great holiday season?
I did. I had some wonderful vacation time. I feel really ready to go.
I can tell. You look refreshed, you sound refreshed, and 2014, I hope, will be a great year for you. And New Year's resolutions, have you made any this year?
I didn't make a single one. Well, you know, often people point to their New Year's resolutions and struggle to keep them. I do think that it is important for all of us to take stock of where we are with our health and how well we're doing with our physical activity, with our nutrition, with other priorities we may have, our spiritual life. Today we're going to talk about priorities about living green.
Yeah. This could be one of the resolutions, resolving to be more aware of the ingredients not only in the food we eat, but the personal products we use. And you have a very neat new app that can tell us about some of our popular products.
Yeah. So first, let me say, I'm not really an app person. My friends, when they look at my phone, they go, oh, you have so few apps. But the one I want to talk about today, I think, is incredibly useful. But before we point to the app, let me just ask your viewers how many personal products they think they use a day.
Maybe a half dozen.
Well, that's about right. Men use about six a day, and women on average use 12 a day. And so think about the things that you're using every single day, perhaps shampoo, conditioner, maybe a hair gel or mousse, a moisturizer, a sunscreen, the toothpaste you use to brush your teeth. We are constantly applying things to our face, our scalp, our mouths.
Our eyes,
exactly. And these things don't just stay on the surface of our skin, but can be absorbed. And when they're absorbed, with them, we can absorb a whole range of chemicals. And there are many, many, many chemicals, on average, 126 unique ingredients that are being used in the surveys of people about their products.
Well, tell us about, we have some products in front of us here, and tell us now how the app works.
Okay, so the app is called Skin Deep, mm-hmm. and it is put out by the Environmental Working Group. That's a nonprofit group that actually gives lots of fabulous information about the safest food and, you know, different issues about cleaning products, the values of organic, the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15, which we've talked about. But this app makes it all so easy. You actually can take your smartphone and you scan a product. You look at the barcode and scan the barcode. And if the Environmental Working Group has that, and they have 74,000 different products, it will tell you what's in it and whether or not it's safe. So the scale they use, 0 to 3 is a pretty clean and safe product. Mm-hmm. 4 to 6 is moderate, and 7 to 10 is bad. Avoid it if you can at all.
Mm. Well, let's. You've brought a couple products in. I brought a couple in.
Right.
And these are products that probably folks will recognize. You want to try?
Sure.
Go ahead with one.
Yes. So Rosemary brought Suave. It's a moisturizer. It's got aloe with cucumber, and it's a body lotion. Mm-hmm. We have no relationship to any of these companies.
That's
but
right.
just
we
to
have...
give you some, you know, ideas. And it ranked 5, which would be in the moderate zone.
This was totally random, the products we brought in. Yes. Go ahead.
So in terms of health concerns, it ranks low. So it's safe in terms of carcinogens. It also ranks low in terms of any developmental or reproductive toxicants, but it ranks high for allergies.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you're someone who tends to have problems with skin allergies, this is one that you might want to be very careful about. It has a chemical in it that releases formaldehyde, which is one of the chemicals we'd actually much rather not see in products.
Yeah, formaldehyde.
Yes. Mm. Another one that maybe would surprise people is we have here Johnson's Baby Shampoo, and you would think that the baby shampoo would be just the safest, cleanest product available because, after all, we put it on our babies and...
And adults, adults use it too.
That's
for
right.
a certain dry eye. Myself, I use it occasionally in the shower.
Right. Uh-huh. So the Johnson's Baby Shampoo also ranked as a 5. And again, the concern was not cancer and not reproductive toxicants, but the concern was the allergens that are in it. Not all products rank 5. I brought in a Burt's Bee product. This is a facial cleanser, orange essence, and it's used instead of soap to clean your face, and it ranked a 2.
Mm.
2 is great. It's in that, you know, 0 to 3 range of the safest, best products that one could use. So I used to tell people to go to the website. There is a Skin Deep website, and it is definitely useful. If you don't have the app or you prefer not to use apps, you can go online. But let me tell you, this has made my life way easier, mm-hmm. Being able to just scan the barcode and see how they rank.
Do you have time for another one?
Sure.
This is Harmonic Shampoo by Intelligent Nutrients.
Right. So, you know, a lot of shampoos don't rank that well. And mm-hmm. one of my websites that I kind of like for these products, it's called, it's a Facebook site, actually. It's called No More Dirty Looks.
No More Dirty What?
No More Dirty Looks. It's a
no
Facebook
more dirty
site.
Looks.
And the goal of it is to really put forth the cleaner, healthier products that especially young women might decide to use. This is one I found there and have been using myself. It's called Intelligent Nutrients Harmonic Shampoo, and it ranks a 2.
Wow.
It scores low in all of the categories in terms of carcinogens, reproductive toxicants, allergens. It scores low across all of those. And so if you're looking for a new shampoo, it's one you might consider. Again,
yeah,
we have no relationship to any of these companies.
No, to any of these products, but I'm just checking this bottle out right here, and right on the front, it also says gluten-free.
In case you were going to eat it.
I guess, and non-toxic chemistry. And again, the manufacturer, I guess, is Intelligent Nutrients?
Yes. So, you know, the other thing that may surprise listeners is that a lot of people think that the government regulates these personal care products. In fact, they don't. The FDA says that cosmetic manufacturers can use almost any raw material as a cosmetic ingredient and market the product without approval from the FDA. There is a cosmetics ingredient review panel, but it's basically made up of people from inside the industry. And over the 36 years that it's been in existence, it's only rejected 11 ingredients that have come. There are over 10,000 used. And by contrast, the European Union has banned hundreds of chemicals in cosmetics. So this is not an area that our government protects us. We might decide we'd like more protection, and we could advocate for that.
I also like the fact that this one we were just talking about shows they do no animal testing.
Another great point. So there are companies that have committed to that, and then it'll either have a little PETA, P-E-T-A, Prevention Against Cruelty to Animals, little statement
this
on it.
This has a little rabbit jumping free.
So the jumping bunnies is another kind of symbol that you can see that shows that they are not causing any harm to animals.
All right. Good information. We're going to take a break right here with Dr. Victoria Mazes. If you would like to jump in on the phone line, 790-2040 on the live line with Dr. Mazes. She'd be happy to talk with you after we take our first break on our midweek edition of The Bill Buckmaster Show. Right back.
I'm Tony Penn, President and CEO of the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. We can help you receive all the tax credits and deductions for which you are eligible. We're putting thousands of dollars back into our local economy. For more information, visit UnitedWayTucson.org or call 211.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
If you are a low to moderate income family or individual, you can get your taxes filed for free. With United Way's Tax Preparation Program, IRS certified volunteers help prepare and file your state and federal income taxes. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org or call 211.
Welcome back. About 12:20 now on the Buckmaster Show. Victoria Mays is with us, the Buckmaster Show contributor on health. We're having fun talking about products, health, personal products that folks use, men use maybe average half a dozen a day, women about a dozen. And Dr. Mays has brought in some products. We've been going over her new app that she has that tells us kind of what's in those products. And let's go to Ingrid now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Ingrid, you're with Dr. Mays. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi.
Have you noticed any correlation between the products you're investigating, which get the poor high scores, and the countries of origin?
Okay.
I think that's a fabulous question. You know, the reality is it probably depends on the country of origin. Europe, for example, has much stricter standards about what may and may not be used in cosmetics. And so those products are going to be much safer in general. There have been some studies, not so much of personal care products, but supplements that have shown contamination with lead, as an example, or heavy metals that have come in from India and from China, and we sometimes have to be careful about those particular products. But the reality is that there are plenty of U.S. companies, and sometimes they make safer products for the European market than they make for the U.S. market because those standards are stricter. Again, Environmental Working Group, if you don't want to use the app, they have some shopping tips by ingredients, and they suggest things that you avoid, like formaldehyde in products or things that release formaldehyde, lead. Do you know that there's lead in some lipsticks that women use?
Really?
There could be lead in mascara. They also recommend that we avoid parabens, which are in many, many different products because they are estrogen-mimicking chemicals, so they're endocrine disruptors. Those are just a few, but there's a list that you can take and look carefully at the ingredients. Let me tell you, the app is easier.
Yeah. And again, that's the Environmental Working Group?
Correct. A wonderful nonprofit that provides this information for free, and the app is free as well.
All right, 1223-790-2040, if you have a question or comment for Dr. Mays. I wanted to just digress for a moment here. We talk often in our monthly visits about meditation. It can be very helpful for many people. And the scientists reporting yesterday in the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine, that particular journal specializing in internal internal medicine, came out with a study about meditation. Bottom line, it can be helpful in treating anxiety, pain, and depression.
Isn't that amazing and wonderful? First of all, that studies on meditation are being published in the mainstream top medical journals.
And that's a change.
It is a change, you know, that these types of research studies can now find their way into the absolute top journals. The other thing is that it adds to a very broad set of data showing how helpful meditation is. Many people suffer from anxiety and depression. This is a non-pharmaceutical, self-empowering way that you can help manage your emotional state. Chronic pain is so common in this country. Again, a non-pharmaceutical, it's not going to affect your sensorium. It's not going to make you a little dulled or a little fatigued. You're going to be able to be sharper, actually, with meditation and find ways to manage chronic pain better.
I think the first step is trying to meditate for just a few minutes a day, because some people won't even get near it, Dr. Mays, is because they feel you have to sit for a long period of time.
So great point. You know, many people feel that meditation is unreachable for them, that it's too difficult, that they can't sit still long enough, that they can't possibly do it. And let me just suggest that there are many forms of meditation. Some of them are the classic, sit very quietly for a long period of time and try to empty your brain. But there are much shorter meditations where you follow your breath or you look for a mantra that's useful for you. You can have a guided meditation. One website that I love is called healthjourneys.com. Another is transformation.com. Both of these websites have little clips you can listen and experiment and see whether you like the person's who's guiding you, whether you like their voice, whether you like the music, whether you like the message. Guided meditation can be as short as 2 or 3 minutes and really help you quiet and center. So I believe this is actually accessible to everybody, and you can get great value out of short periods of meditation.
And your colleague, Dr. Andrew Weil, taught me that breathing technique maybe about 15 years ago, and I try to do it at least twice a day. And, you know, the total time for this breathing, this little breathing centering, I call it, it's a minute or two, but in a way, it's kind of like meditation.
Absolutely. The breathing technique that Dr. Weil often teaches is called the 4-7-8 breath.
That's it.
And it involves putting the tongue at your roof of your mouth. There's a little ridge behind your upper front teeth, mm-hmm. and you exhale fully to start. Then you breathe in through your nose to the count of 4. You hold your breath to the count of 7. And then you exhale with a slightly open mouth and that tongue touching the roof of your mouth for the count of 8. So that's why it's called the 4-7-8 breath. You do it 4 times, and we do recommend it at a minimum twice a day. It takes about 45 seconds to do, so everyone's got 45
yeah.
seconds. You know, that's often a worry. People
yeah.
don't have the time. You could do it before you go to sleep because you're focusing on counting your breath. You're going to have trouble. It's not impossible, but mm-hmm. you'll have trouble having a distracted mind or a mind that starts making lists. And in that way, it can help you center and quiet and focus on the breathing and help you relax and go to sleep.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little centering thing.
Absolutely.
Centering meditation.
And over time, what it does and what meditation mm-hmm. does is it helps to tone your parasympathetic nervous system. The parasympathetic is the side that is the quieting side. It's the relaxing, calming. We call it rest and digest, as opposed to the activating side called the sympathetic nervous system, which is about fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that tones that quieting side is very, very useful.
Dr. Victoria Mazes joins us once a month here on the Buckmaster Show, and we're quickly running out of time with Dr. Mazes, but for those who are kind of joining us in the middle of our discussion on the products, again, how do folks get a hold of that particular application where you were describing?
Environmental Working Group has a website. It's ewg.org, mm-hmm. ewg.org, and the website has the app that you could download for free.
And, you know, quickly back to that, it seems like many of the, because we tested quite a few of them here, but even before we went on the air, some of them are still not listed yet, right?
That's right. The Environmental Working Group, though, when you scan a barcode that it doesn't have, will eventually put the ingredients into it. And there is also a way for you to, if you really love the product and you really want to know, you can actually add the ingredients on the label, and then it will assess the score for you.
Dr. Mazes, have a great new year. Thanks. I'll see you in February.
Happy New Year to all your listeners.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Moncada Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Chris Moncada and his team specialize in interior painting, drywall, repair. They do great carpentry work, insurance restoration. Call Chris at 520-390-2247 or really easy, go on moncadaconstruction.com, M-O-N-C-A-D-A. Yes, they welcome credit cards and they're a really fine business. Check them out, Moncada Construction.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Navy now says that one of the four crew members rescued when a military helicopter crashed in the Atlantic off Virginia earlier today has died. A fifth crew member is still missing, and the search for that individual goes on. Prosecutors in Los Angeles say the driver of the car that plowed into a crowd on Los Angeles's Venice Beach will stand trial on murder and assault charges. In Tucson today, residents are commemorating the third anniversary of the shooting that killed six people and wounded 12 others, including then-Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Officials in Canada say a derailed freight train carrying crude oil and propane is continuing to burn. About 150 people are being kept away from their homes. The NASDAQ up 13 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold, and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Well, 12:36 now on the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Welcome to the program, and we welcome David Safir. David is our blogger beat contributor. David is one of two dozen contributors who we are so honored to have as part of this program, and they come on, some of them come on, well, let's put it this way, at least once a month we get most of the contributors on. And David, good to see you.
Good seeing you too.
How was your holiday season?
Excellent. We went down, my wife and I went down to New Orleans, and we partook and food and music and all kinds of good stuff down there. It's an incredible place. It is more crowded than I've ever seen it. Apparently, it's become a major tourist destination courtesy of both Katrina and the HBO show Tremé. It's brought much more interest. I wish some of them would leave, but for New Orleans, it was great for them. You know, a lot of people there, a lot of business.
David Safir writes for Blog for Arizona, and soon he will be writing on the Range, a blogger for the Range column of the Tucson Weekly. Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. It is going to be an interesting shift. Dan Gibson, who's the editor, and I talked, and he basically wants me to do what I'm doing right now. That's why he wants me to come in, because he likes what I'm doing. And I feel like there's going to be a different audience. The challenge is going to be the people are younger, probably a little bit more hipster-ish, a lot of them, because a lot of the stuff on there is about food and about entertainment and music and fun stuff. And they're not all political junkies. Everybody who goes to Blog for Arizona is a political junkie. So I'm going to have to find a place where I can interest some of these people who may, more of them, have school-aged kids who might really be interested in education on a very personal level.
And you'll continue to do your monthly column in the Explorer?
I believe so, yeah. At this point, I believe so. And I believe I'll be doing the one in the weekly as well. But I will not be blogging on Blog for Arizona. And I have been there. It's been my own only blogging experience. It's been great. I just put on anything I want to put on. The audience is terrific and supportive. And I will miss that. But I hope they will develop a dual loyalty and follow me over to the range while they stay at the I'll still be reading Blog for Arizona, that's for sure.
Education has certainly been one of your specialties, education and politics. Well, the two are so intertwined.
Especially yeah. in this state. When I first started writing and I was writing about education, I thought this was some little niche that was just for educators. And then almost simultaneously, all the budget issues and charter school issues and voucher issues. And it rose to the point where right now it's one of the significant and signature political issues in the state and the country.
790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line, and David would be happy to hear from you and entertain your questions or comments. One of your recent blogs, one of the recent posts, got quite a bit of quite a few comments, was education. Actually, I the way to summarize this, I guess, and you can correct me, David, if I am wrong, but take money from an educational funding program to shore up the embattled Child Protective Services.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And the thing that was interesting about this is it was an article that I read in the Capital Times and in the Star by Howard Fisher. I don't know if anybody else covered it, who covers the state stuff. And it was about a bill that John Kavanaugh, a representative, is planning to put in next session to create a ballot measure to take some of the money from First Things First. And First Things First is a fund of money for childhood development health that was early childhood development, I guess I should say, that was voted in by the voters. And the Republicans have just seen a big bullseye on it. They keep on wanting to get rid of it. Well, Kavanaugh says, let's take $45 million from that and use it to help Child Protective Services, CPS, where they've been having so much trouble and it's been in the news.
So raid that fund, take $45 million away.
Well, Mr. Kavanaugh would not use the term raid, but that's almost the term that I used. And what was interesting is, and this is to his credit, is he often comes on Blog for Arizona and he knows he's going in the lion's den. And yet he comes on, and in this case, he actually answered my questions and I should say engaged us in an argument with me and two or three other people. Eight significant posts. And I said, you know, you get a respectful nod of my head for doing that. That's not easy. I'm not sure if I would go into quote unquote hostile territory like he did. But that doesn't mean I respect what he did. I don't like what he did at all.
And that was set up that program has been around for a long time, the educational funding program.
Yeah,
I think it was the late 1990s that voters passed that.
I don't remember when it was passed, but basically the voters said, we're going to take some of that tobacco settlement money that went to some of the states, and we're going to target it for the early childhood development and for setting up a childhood health board as well. And they've been not spending the money. They've been pulling the money together because they say, we want to do some good quality work and also be able to do some good quality research around the work we're doing to see if preschool is valuable for children, which I certainly believe it is, but they want to be able to document it. Well, the Republicans see this pot of money and they don't want to spend any more money from the taxpayers, and they don't want to raise the budget, but they would love to get this money. So they literally tried to sweep some of it once before into their budget, and a judge said you couldn't do it. So then they tried in 2009. That was 2009. In 2010, they put together a ballot initiative saying, let's wipe out First Things First and use the money to help balance the budget. That went down 70-30.
I recall that, yes.
70-30. People want this money, and the Republicans just look at it, and it's like it's wasted because it's sitting there. And to be honest, I believe that most of today's Republican legislators would rather not have it shown to them that preschool, early childhood education, is valuable for kids, because then they'd either have to fund it or look like they're being anti-children by not funding it. So I think this is kind of a dangerous territory for them. They keep on trying to get rid of it.
Well, this might resonate, though, in this upcoming legislative session, because certainly what to do about child protective services is going to be one of the marquee issues, and this might be attractive to some of the lawmakers to go after first things first.
Well, but here's the funny thing. I wrote it when I wrote my post, and I said that what Kavanaugh wanted to do, I said he wanted to give the money to, and it's $45 million a year, to CPS to help it take care of its 6,000 case backlog and other problems. Now, that's been in the news a lot, 6,000 cases that haven't been covered. And when Representative Kavanaugh commented, he said, oh, no, this money isn't for that. To do that, we'll have to raise funds in the legislature out of the budget. This is for other things, and he listed the other things, and they're good things that he wants to do. But I'm thinking, so there's an issue right now where people are talking about problems with CPS, and he says, I'm not going to address those problems. That'll be addressed by the budget. But this is an opportunity to take money from First Things First, which we've been desperately trying to do, and say, look, we're doing it for the children. Rather than having it sit over here waiting, let's do it for the children. And this is something, by the way, that, in my opinion, Republicans love to do. They love to play the widows and orphans game. They love to do things for the poor little children. And somehow, whenever that happens, my antennae go up, because usually what they're trying to do is gut some other program, is divert funds, is creating some kind of a mess, and they're using that as an excuse rather than a genuine reason.
All right. That's the opinion of David Safir, a blog for Arizona columnist, soon to be with Tucson Weekly. If you disagree with David, David is always willing to hear your side of the story. 790-2040. We'll be right back on the Wednesday edition of The Buckmaster Show.
You had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. You got to agree, the best parties to attend are the ones where they serve great food. And no one serves it up better than Janos Wilder of Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails.
Hi, I'm Janos Wilder, chef and owner of Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails. You know me through my food because I've been cooking for you for over 30 years now. At Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, we celebrate the urban renaissance that is downtown Tucson. What you probably don't know is that I like to take the show on the road. And when I do, I insist on partnering with a rental company that has the same exacting standards as I do. So when I'm setting off on a catering, I work with the team at Arizona Party Rental. They have the gear that I need to do the job properly. They get it there on time, set it up, make me look good, and help your event go off without a hitch. When you need to rent something for your event, give Arizona Party Rental a call and leave the cooking to us.
Thanks a lot, Janos. Hey, what can I say? Arizona Party Rental. Visit our beautiful showroom on Speedway or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Welcome back. This portion of Buckmaster presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. This is a great place to get away if you're looking for a nice weekend. Just three and a half hours east of Tucson, depending on where you are leaving from in southern Arizona. And I strongly suggest a visit if you have not been to the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. What a gorgeous drive that is, just north of historic Silver City, and wonderful places to stay, including Pinos Altos Cabins. You can find the complete list of places to stay and things to do in Silver City and Grant County at southwestnewmexico.org. David Safir is with us. David, longtime blog for Arizona blogger. He is a contributor to this program, and he will soon be joining the Tucson Weekly over, I guess your area will be The Range, the column called
Right,
The Range.
Well, that's the blog.
The blog.
So I'll be writing with a number of people on the blog.
And not just about education, which is one of your specialties.
Well, I like to write about other issues. I'm kind of a nut about nuclear power and its problems. And whenever something new happens at Fukushima power plant over in Japan, which keeps on happening, I like to keep people apprised of that because our paper doesn't. And if anything on the national or the state or local level really piques me, I'll write about that. But I know a lot about education, so that's my comfort zone, and that's where I'm going to be more than anything else. And I think I'll probably be looking more local and state than national, to extent greater than on Blog for Arizona, because I've got a new audience. I've got to see who I'm talking to.
Well, you mentioned Fukushima. You should certainly be listening. We urge everyone to listen tomorrow. My friend, Voice of America, Southeast Asia correspondent Steve Herman will be with me in studio. And Steve was basically the first reporter to get into that reactor after the disaster. And Steve's got so many firsts to his credit, including being one of the first reporters to really get up into North Korea. So lots to talk about with him. He's on a little tour visiting some old friends, and luckily I'm on the list.
Oh,
and we've got him for a half an hour tomorrow here on the Buckmaster Show.
If I may make a statement about that, just the Fukushima disaster with the tsunami was just absolutely horrible. But the question is, can you clean it up? And the answer so far is no. They've got that thing held together with baling wire and spit and glue and all kinds of
That's
stuff.
That's true.
And they haven't fixed anything, and they're just praying that nothing bad is going to happen. And their most recent plan is to literally build a frozen wall between the plant and the ocean that'll stop water from coming through. And that's not something that's never done before. But if the best you can do is freeze a bunch of ground way, way, way down to stop water going that's radioactive, you haven't solved anything yet.
And so, meanwhile, it's the radioactive material, from what I understand, continues to seep into the Pacific Ocean.
Yes.
There's some question on whether or not it has already arrived on the West Coast. And those are some questions that Steve will hopefully have some answers for us.
I'll have to listen
tomorrow.
To that. That'll be interesting.
Interesting piece, cover story. It's the current cover story on the Tucson Weekly. Our friend Mari Herreras, also a contributor to the Buckmaster Friday Roundtable show. She has a cover story about, it's titled Separate But Equal, Tucson's Largest School District, TUSD, under a federal DSEG order with a plan it helped create, but some advocates wonder if the district isn't interested in change after all.
Yeah, Mari has written a terrific article here. Anybody who can teach me as much as she has in this article, and she does this often about a subject I pay attention to, is really doing good work. And what she's pointing out is that lots of people who have been in this DSEG world for a long time, it's been around for 40 years, this effort to desegregate Tucson, are really getting kind of impatient and upset with Superintendent H.C. Sanchez and with the board. And while they started out with high hopes, they're beginning to get impatient. And I have to say, I'm very conflicted, because you know what happens when you trust people? You trust they'll do it in good time because their heart is in the right place. And I trust Sanchez and really like him. And I trust the new majority on the TUSD board. So I think they're going to do right. But putting myself in somebody else's shoes who has been watching this for 40 years and trying to change things for 40 years, and they've got a new court order and a new guy who's called the special master who's overseeing it, and being told, let's take this slow, I think I would be furious. So I understand their feeling, and yet I'm thinking, God, give these people a time to get their feet on the ground, to understand things better, so that they don't undo something they shouldn't have undone, or don't do something they shouldn't have done. And so it's a real conflict here, a real problem.
Well, the district has been in and out of a federal DSEG order, court order, David, and legal battle that really goes back to 1978.
Yeah, 40 years.
I have no idea if this is unusual for one of these orders to last that long, but it would seem that it is.
I believe it's unusual. And during this time, the district has changed from a minority Anglo district to a majority minority district, meaning they're 60+% Hispanic. And so the dynamics change. What is an integrated school when 60% of the students are Hispanic? Is it 60-40? Is it 70-30? Is it 80-20? So there are all kinds of very, very tough issues. Now, I know, and I've just been reading something on this, segregation of schools is bad for just about everyone. So we've got to do something about it. And the question is, are these people moving, or are they going to not move? And if they don't move effectively, I'm going to start being against what they're doing as well. But right now my feeling is, let's give them a full school year. And I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
And you might want to point out to our listeners why all of this is so important to TUSD and the overall long run of things, the big picture.
Oh, well, the big picture for TUSD is the district has been losing population And it's been getting, you know, the city itself and the district has been getting more Hispanic. And it's really, it needs to pick itself up and it needs to make sure that it does well by its Hispanic community. And part of that is bringing things together. Listen, I'm a 30-plus year public school teacher. I've seen all kinds of problems and all kinds of solutions. And I've seen that nothing quite works as well as we wish it would because these are gigantic ocean liners. And you can turn them to some extent, but if you turn them too far, it doesn't work. If you turn it too fast, it doesn't work. If too many people object, we've got the state, which really has put a target on TUSD's back, the Republican legislators and the superintendent of education. So this is a very, very difficult and thorny problem. But I will say one thing. Even if I think the people who are complaining too much, I'm very glad they're complaining because I don't want anyone at TUSD to get complacent. And if they know what they're doing, I want them to think that someone is breathing down their neck, making sure they do it. So I think that's good.
And we had Adelita Grijalva on our Friday roundtable during the holiday break, and she indicated that, she defended the district's latest filings.
Yeah.
And she's, by the way, was reelected last night as the TUSD governing board president.
Some of the things they're objecting to, the special master wants to change their new entrance requirements for university high school. And I think the difference is not major. And I said in a post that I think you kind of, like the gambler, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And this is one that I think I tell Sanchez and the board, listen, fold on this, but that's not a sign of weakness because there's always another hand and say, we are going to give in on this, but we're holding strong on something else. But somehow if you get too strong about something that's not terribly significant, that makes you look like you're just being a bit pigheaded. And that's what some of these people in Mari Herrera's article are worried about, that they're just fighting this guy for the sake of fighting him. And that's a concern.
All right. David Safir, we'll see you in February after you are settled over with the Tucson Weekly, and we'll look for those blogs on the range. David, thanks a lot.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Thank you, Culligan. All of our in-studio guests supplied with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Everyone likes the arrangement. The guests like it. We like it. Everyone here at KVOI likes it. And coming up tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson, and then the Daily Double, a new talk show with Chris DeSimone, is on from 8 to 9 here on KVOI. On behalf of Rose, our ace producer, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.